I placed my order for new boots on December 3rd, online. I should have known that they would take a while to get to me, given the millions of orders spawned by the new tradition of holing oneself up in a room during the holidays, alone with a laptop, shopping in cyberspace. Nevertheless, it's frustrating to wait for paid-for boots when baby it's cold outside and one's old boots make one's feet wet. My new boots would certainly be a remedy, but they didn't want me as much as I wanted them. I knew that I was in trouble when I tracked my boots online and read that they had left their point of origin in the northeastern United States and had found their way to a sortation center in Grove City, Ohio. I've never heard of Grove City, Ohio. I've also not seen the word sortation in common usage. Now, I imagine that Grove City, Ohio sortation center employees do good work with the packages that arrive there. Whatever sortating they did to mine took less than one day, so it must have been impressive. When I checked online and found the Grove City had sent my package on its way, I knew that its arrival at my home wouldn't take long. Grove City, Ohio, it seemed to me, would be directly on the way as the bird flies, crookedly, from the rugged northeast woods to the bitterly cold cornfields of Illinois. The tantalizing phrase, "in transit," on the tracking website clearly meant a quick delivery. Not so fast. Instead, I was informed online a day later that my new boots had overshot my house a bit and had traveled to a second sortation facility for more sortating. This new center was in Earth City, Missouri. My husband spent some formative years in Missouri. He tells me that Earth City is near the St. Louis Airport. He similarly has not seen the word sortation in frequent use. Whatever sortation happened at the Earth City Sortation Center took workers a full week, from December 7th until December 14th, so I know that when my package arrived, it would require no additional sortation by me. Now, I could offer this episode, along with a used tube of lipstick sent to me by a fancy department store in a mail-order-gone-bad event this fall, as proof that customer service has gone out the window in the United States. When one's boots leave their state of origin on December 5th and take a full 10 days to arrive, one feels she has a right to complain about her increasingly wet feet. But really, it's the fact that we orderees can breathlessly track our packages as they make their way, as they likely have for years, from Maine to Ohio to Missouri and then finally to Illinois. It used to be perfectly acceptable that it took footwear 10-plus days to get to me. It used to be that I didn't know they'd made two sortation stops on their way. So I blame not customer service, but obsessive package tracking, which is not to say that tracking packages is a bad thing. It would have saved me the embarrassment of one Christmas day flagging down a mail carrier who said, no, he had no package for me. A watched pot never boils, and a tracked package never arrives, unless you upgrade shipping. I'm Amy Guida.